A little bit after 7 o'clock, I'm John Carter. The coach is back from vacation. He's got some Arrow news and sports on Monday morning. What's going on?
Well, roads are slick and conditioned. Don't mess with guys, roommate guys, you know.
No.
You usually got, I don't know, two, three, four guys living in a place. They're gonna take you down.
They'll beat you about the head and shoulders.
Yeah, they will.
That's what they will.
Yeah, they're just doing their part, helping out the police. You know, that's all they're doing. Good work.
You're not supposed to do that, though. You're supposed to call the police and back off and do what they say. Because, that vigilante type of behavior can sometimes backfire.
Yes, it can.
If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I don't think police, if we had a policeman or a policewoman,
right,
police person in here right now, they would say, I don't know if you should be engaging in that type of vigilante behavior.
Well, you got to do something. You don't want the guy stealing your shot glass collection.
That's true.
You know, because that's what they're there for, the big ticket items.
You've made a good point.
See?
What would you do, though? I mean, are you... See, I just say, take me. I just say, take me.
I don't... That's a good question.
Do with me what you will. Throw my hands up. Lay on the floor. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Throw your hands up?
Throw your hands up?
Aren't you supposed to just throw your hands up and lay on the floor?
I don't know.
That's what I do. And they'll go, well, I haven't. The guy with the gun's going, well, I haven't said anything yet. Don't do anything till I tell you to lay on the floor. Don't be such a wimp. Then shoot me anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm a wimp.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
No, that's what I do, though. I just throw my hands up. Say, all right, take, whatever. I got some things. Mm-hmm. Just take what you need.
Take what you need. Go ahead. Let me get the door for you. Can I help you carry it out?
Yeah.
Right into your trunk. No big deal. Just, be friendly. You don't want to get hurt.
It's very frightening.
Of course, if I had a gun, then I'd shoot him in the leg.
Well, if you do have a gun, do you have a concealed carry permit, Coach?
Oh, I can't say that. I can't tell you. I don't want
to. You can't. If you have one, you're not supposed to mention it.
You're not.
All right. We've got an informational tidbit here regarding Michael Jackson.
Well, some memorabilia. There's a guy that, it's not the glove. I think that already happened. But a California man managed to make a killing selling off his T-shirt. The T-shirt that he wore under his red leather jacket in the Beat It video.
Yeah.
There's a T-shirt they sold, and it went for $21,000.
Man.
Just for this T-shirt, according to the official auction house, Bonham & Butterfield.
Dude, I can see that T-shirt in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
I know what T-shirt in the video with Eddie Van Halen played the guitar on that.
Yeah, that's right.
On Beat It, Eddie Van Halen was the featured guitarist on that fine video.
Well, the T-shirt Michael wore went for $21,000, although I don't know how you know if it was really his. It could be a T-shirt. It could be a Hanes T-shirt they got at JCPenney's and soiled it up a little bit. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
No, they keep tabs on stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know that during this auction, other members of his family wanted to get in there and, see if they could get some money for some. His useless brother, Tito, he jumped in there and wanted to auction off a honey-baked ham that he couldn't finish one time back in 87 because he had the flu.
Oh.
And I think he got $6 for it or something. Come on, Tito.
Well, he got something. He could use the money.
All right, let's check Arrow Morning Sports right now. It's 10 after 7.
All right, we'll start. And there you go. You're up to date. I'm Brett the Coach with John Carter in the Morning on Utah's Classic, 103.5 The Arrow.
The station for music lovers. Utah's Classic, 103.5 The Arrow.
Awesome 80s never sounded better than that one with lyrics I don't even understand those lyrics.
What was he saying in the back there? I didn't quite get that.
Something about he thinks he's not kosher. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I don't know.
It's The Clash.
Yeah.
They were well known for just saying junk. Sometimes they just said junk.
The 80s was full of junk.
7:23 on the Arrow Morning Show with John and the Coach. What's on your mind today? What can we do for you here?
I want to hear The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Devil Went Down to Georgia. He's looking for a soul to steal. He's in a bind. He was way behind. He was ready. That one?
That one.
Okay. What about that song? I've always wondered about that song. Can you help us out with chicken in the bread pan, pecking out dough? What are they doing?
Yeah, is it pecking or picking? I don't.
What are they doing in that song?
I'm not really quite sure.
Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. And then what is it after that? Is it ready for a dog fight? Don't y'all know?
Go child go.
Huh?
Uh-huh. What?
Go child go.
Oh, it's go child go.
Go child go. Yeah. The only song in the free world that has the word chicken in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. Who else has the word chicken
I don't
there?
Think there's... I can't think of one. No. What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, is there a special dedication reason you want to hear this Charlie Daniels tune today?
Something just waked me up this morning. I'm a cook at Tammy's Family Diner, and I need something to get going.
Is chicken on the menu today?
It is, actually.
Has the chicken been out back pecking out dough?
No.
Ready for a dogfight? Don't y'all know?
Don't y'all know?
Okay, we'll get it going for you as quick as we can.
Thank you.
But first, thank you very much for calling. But first, coming up next with one of the latest famous bands to be inducted into the esteemed Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The actual ceremony is until March, but the inductees this year, and you were on vacation, maybe you don't know who the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are this year, Coach.
You know, I think I missed this. Yeah, help me out.
This year, the class of 2010 will be ABBA.
Ew.
Genesis, and the Hollies. We'll hear from them coming up. Also on the way, our Double Your Paycheck segment at 9. And a quick reminder about a very special 10 at 10 today on the Arrow. Coach and I will host a Christmassy song edition of the Arrow's 10 at 10.